Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
And, we should say a big thank you to Sue and the team at Hear Me Roar.
Before we continue to ramble on about things of great importance, of course.
Yeah. It was quite an intense show tonight. Lot of issues, a huge amount of issues facing older women that we don't often think about.
And did you have a little idea of what you could submit for the name?
I was racking my brain and I couldn't come up with anything. I'm not very good with coming up with, you know...
Clever things.
Clever things. Yes, all things clever.
But I'm sure you're going to come up with some clever things for us to talk about tonight. And what will those things be?
Well, we've got a bit of a mixed bag tonight. It's Sexual Health Week. It's the first National Sexual Health Week, and it kind of snuck up on us, I guess, because it's organised by Marie Stopes International, which is there's lots of Marie Stopes all around the world, but this one's based in Australia and they provide sexual health services to everyone in the community. But they're doing it in partnership with Family Planning Queensland and Sexual Health ACT, but it's a national one, so National Week.
And where's the Victorian partner?
I don't know. Well, the Marie Stopes, where it's based, they're based in Victoria. So there you go. Perhaps that's why. Mm. But, it was New South Wales used to have their own Sexual Health Week.
Yeah, I think they still do.
Yeah, and I think it's a little bit earlier in the year, but...
It was around the time that we went to Brisbane for ASHRM.
Mm, so it's good that it's a national thing. Hopefully next year there'll be a little bit more media about it. There's been a few things in the paper this week, which we're going to have a look at, around... safe sex, sexual health. We're also going to take a look at some new resources that have been developed for the drama down under, not for gay men, but for GPs.
Mm, those tricky GPs.
Get them on board. Mm-hmm. You know, bit of sexual health testing. Well, never hurt anyone.
Exactly. You know, the GPs at the high caseload clinics, like, you know, Pratt Market Clinic, the Centre Clinic, who deal with quite a few gay men, are quite generally on the ball when it comes to testing, but... You know, if you go to your GP regularly and are comfortable dealing with your GP around your sexual health issues, they don't have the skills or the education that they need.
So. Mm, and those main clinics are incredibly busy. And, if we can take a bit of pressure off them, well, hopefully we can. And we've got a bit of news. And we're also going to have a chat about the protection events that are coming up at the end of November.
Mm-hmm. The sponsorship messages have already started on Joy.
Stephen Bruno.
So if you want to spend a night with Stephen Bruno, stay tuned and we'll tell you all about it.
Night with some hairy men. I saw pictures of them today. They're very hairy.
And they're very short. They're shorter than me, Kylie.
Are they really?
Yes.
Oh.
Pocket rocket.
Very cute. Anyway, enough about that. Enough about us. More about you. We would love to hear from you. Perhaps you just want to say hello. Maybe you've got a question about sexual health, or you've got a topic for Well, Well, Well. We like to hear your suggestions.
We do.
How can people get in contact with us, Jason?
If you're not driving, you can send us an SMS on 0427-JOY-949. Or you can phone 9699-2949. If you are in your car, be sure that it's in a commercially designed cradle.
Hands-free.
Or you can email us at onair@joy.org.au. It's really simple.
Really easy.
But do you have any messages you want to send out while we're sending messages?
Oh, actually, I wanted to give a shout out to Dean. Hello, Dean. And I wonder if he could open up my bedroom window, let some cool breeze in.
There we go.
Because, you know, a good night's sleep is good for your health. And I had a terrible one last night, so...
This week has been shocking, not only with the heat, but for hay fever.
Yes.
So I've been suffering through the day. By the time I get to bed, my eyes are just swollen and raw. So I've got puffy eyes and my room is stinking hot.
And you know what's going to make it worse? If there is a thunderstorm on the weekend, because that makes it worse. Mm. Anyway, you are with Jason and Kylie rambling on.
Ranting away.
On Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. The only radio station in the country that's out and proud. Joy 94.9.
And it's time for the news. But before we get to that, Carly, we forgot to mention that we always dedicate the show to the first person that does send a message through to us on 0427JOY949.
That's right.
Or email onair@joy.org.au. So get in there first.
Yes.
And then we'll have a little private conversation with you on air.
Yes. Well, dedicated to you. Yeah. Private with, lots of your friends listening in.
Exactly.
With their glass up against the wall.
But switching gears.
Yes, it is time for the news. I've had a look at what's been going on in the news, in the media this week, and I thought I'd start with something really positive and happy, uplifting. Annie Lennox has been awarded with a Woman of Peace Award at the summit of the Nobel Peace Laureates in Berlin, and she received the award for her work in raising awareness of HIV, and a lot of the awareness raising is around the impact of HIV on women and children, mainly in South Africa, and she actually put out an album and did the Sing campaign.
Which is a song that Tex likes to play regularly.
He loves
that
song. It's a great song. It's quite uplifting, and apparently had 23 female vocalists to record a song of the same name. So
she's quite active. I mean, I saw her at the Mexico City AIDS conference. Is it last year? Yeah,
last year. And the Sing campaign has raised around $2 million US dollars, which is a lot, which is great. Basically, she's done that, and that a lot of that money has gone towards providing treatment and testing and HIV education, and also prevention programs within South Africa, which is fantastic. So, yes, and she said she was inspired to do it after after Nelson Mandela first came out to describe the HIV pandemic as genocide.
So does it mention how long she's been working?
Since 2003. So, yeah, it's great. I mean, I think earlier on in the days of HIV, you had, quite a few celebrities involved, and there's probably not as many involved now, but it's great to see someone sort of just sticking with it and being able to raise money and awareness.
Well, it moves beyond just kind of tokenistic picking up a cause and actually being dedicated and showing some commitment to it.
Yeah.
It's good.
And I think, HIV awareness activities, I guess, among celebrities is still quite there's a lot of it happening still in the States, I think, because of, so many people over there who are living with HIV, and it's right across their population. So,
yeah.
Hmm.
So congratulations to Annie Lennox.
Yes. Well done. And something else that has made the news this week, and this was related to the Sexual Health Week, the National Sexual Health Week, was around older Australians not practicing safe sex. And it was a small poll of 1,000 people, and unsafe sex was fairly common among all ages. And I guess it's, people often focus on the young people, and young people aren't practicing safe sex, and young people aren't going for sexual health testing. But it was actually quite common that older people hadn't been tested at all, which is quite scary.
And I guess the first question that comes to mind is this just an artifact of more older people more likely to be in monogamous relationships? And this seems to say that it's not just because of that. A total of almost 50% of those who said they were not in a monogamous relationship when they last had unprotected sex were aged 35 to 40.
Ooh,
so very interesting. But we often get questions from people who were in long-term relationships who are heterosexual, and they're now starting to have to navigate the dating scene, the casual sex environment, and all of the risks and knowledge that has to come along with that. It's tricky.
Can be quite awkward. And we also find that with gay men who, if they contact us, they may have been in a relationship for a while and, negotiating condoms and, you know, asking your partner to go and have a HIV test, or we both go and get tested and both get screened for STIs as well. It's not the most easiest conversation to have. And one of the comments was made in this article was that, you know, the national STI campaigns that have come out have focused on young people because the rates of things like chlamydia are a lot higher. But it doesn't mean that...
We can't go pointing the finger at the young people and being and accusing them of being naughty.
And irresponsible.
Irresponsible. Yeah.
But, hopefully that this week will kind of raise awareness of STIs and the risk amongst all the population of Australia, and perhaps there might be a national campaign that talks to everyone.
And it's kind of scary when you look at the report. Also mentioned how high the notification rate of chlamydia now is in Australia, with about 60,000 notifications happening last year alone.
That's outrageous.
Wow.
That's a lot. Wow. As Glenda would say, wow.
So, yeah, keep that in mind.
Hmm. Well, we have got a message in, and it's from Herbert and Jesse. And so tonight's show is going to be dedicated to Herbert and Jesse, but we're going to be talking about sexual health a little bit more after these messages. You're with Jason and Kylie on Well, Well, Well.
We're the Krensky sisters on Joy 94.9.
Well, this is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and you're with Jason and Kylie, and that was the absolutely lovely Lisa Mitchell with Sidekick.
Another album that you and I agree on.
I know, it's great.
There's always one.
There is, you know, once every 3 months or so.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. We are talking sexual health. It is Sexual Health Week. There's been a little bit in the media about the rate of unsafe sex that's happening in Australia. And so I guess it's quite good that there is a National Sexual Health Week happening. And some of the goals of the Sexual Health Week are to... decrease the rates of STIs in Australia. And as you mentioned before, there were 60,000 notifications of chlamydia.
And that's just chlamydia alone.
Yes. Mm. None of the others. Yes.
Yes.
Not counting the koalas either. They're not included.
That would be quite high.
And they also want to encourage people to go for regular sexual health checks, which is something we encourage...
Yeah, it's nothing new for us.
Yep, gay men to do. As often as they need to, depending on how many partners. And removing the stigma around STIs and sexual health. And I was having this conversation the other day about, I think, I don't know if it was with you, about when you go to your GP for a visit, if you're a 40-year-old woman, they might talk to you about... breast examinations, whether you've had pap smears. They might talk about having blood tests for cholesterol and getting your blood pressure checked. But, you know, where's the reminder that pops up and says, well, how about a sexual health screen? And I thought it would be great if there was this software that all practitioners could have, and if you had a 20-year-old sitting in front of you and something would pop up and say, okay, do an STI check. If it's a young woman, do a pap smear. You know, if it's a young guy, talk about testicular cancer. And really normalise it within practice. And 'cause I guess that's one of the issues where the doctors want to bring up, you know, oh, I'd like to offer you an STI test, 'cause the patient might think, oh, you're making assumptions about me.
Instead, it's the computer.
The computer told me to do it.
Computer said yes. Computer said yes. Yeah.
So I, you know, that is my dream world. Mm. Well, I mean, there's a lot of other things in my dream world, but, you know, in terms of sexual health, that would be great.
But again, I'm sure that there are a lot of assumptions that are happening regardless. So as someone who, say, if a GP was dealing with a 40-year-old patient versus a 20-year-old patient, the sexual health screening would probably come to mind a bit quicker on the 20-year-old.
Yes.
Is that right? No.
No.
But, you know, I think there's a movement towards automated reminders, as we try to do with the Drama Down Under and try to put the reminders in the patient's hand. But it'd be much better if we can get a little bit more happening with the clinicians. But we'll get on to that later.
Yeah. But, you know, something like, you know, for pap smear tests, there's a reminder service. There's a state-based registry. And after 3 years, if you haven't been for your another checkup, they send you a letter saying, well, perhaps you should go along. So it would be nice if something like that was set up. Yes. Did you have something to offer?
I was just going to make a really childish joke.
Okay. Then don't. But there is a website, sexualhealthweek.com.au. It's all one word, sexualhealthweek.com.au. It's a fairly mainstream sexual health week. There is information on, say, sex negotiation consent, which is incredibly important. And also, I thought it was great that they had information on sexual diversity as well. So the site is really aimed at young people. So they talk about issues of sexual identity, transgender issues, as well as, you know, safe sex, how to negotiate condom use within a relationship or a casual setting. And the condom fact sheet was great because it is, in terms of sex and who you're having sex with, it's quite neutral, which is great. They don't talk about, oh, it's just vaginal sex, man and woman kind of thing. So it was good to see that was a bit more neutral and talked about various. Oh, well, they use the word intercourse, which I was a bit concerned about because it's sex, you know. 20-year-olds don't talk about.
I met a gentleman caller, yes. And we went home back to my boudoir and had intercourse.
So young people don't talk about intercourse.
No.
Do they?
No.
No. And also, there's some great fact sheets on, one for parents to talk to their younger children, also how to talk to their teenagers about sex as well.
But I guess, you know, the good thing about health weeks like this is it's a good opportunity for anyone that's listening right now to think, you know, when was the last time that you had it? Bring it to mind, raise the awareness. What can you do? Have you been lately? Maybe, you know, take an opportunity right now or tomorrow and ring in and book an appointment to get a sexual health check.
And talk about it, because I always say to people, your parents had to have sex to have you. I mean, that's not always the case now, but you know, a long time ago, like I think of my parents' generation, you know, it's like, well, they had to have sex.
They had boom boom.
To have me. And so, you know, you can talk about that. Surely.
You know, I think it might be easier for people to just talk about sex in general.
Yeah. I think a lot of, I always say to friends that they'll probably send their kids around to ask me the difficult questions and so they don't have to do it. Maybe. It'll still be awkward.
Pressure's on. Huh?
I know. It's got to be the right information. So, yeah, if you want to check out the website, it's sexualhealthweek.com.au. There's some information on safe sex negotiation, which I think is, you know, incredibly important, and consent. I think that was great to have that there, because people don't often think about that.
And if you do feel like you need to book in and get an appointment to do a sexual health check, you can just log on to thedramadownunder.info.
You can.
And find out where your nearest clinic would be.
Fabulous.
Ta-da!
Easy solved. Well, you are with Jason and Kylie on Well, 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 and we've got more talk about sex and sexual health after this. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and you're with Jason and Kylie, and that was Oh Mercy with Get You Back. A lovely track.
Oh Mercy.
Yes. I'm really loving that album, especially that track. Thanks. You know, I thought I'd share that with you. We've had a lovely picture sent in of Glenda.
She's waiting for her meal.
Yes, she looks hungry. A regular listener and photo sender. And we've also had a message from Sue saying, love your idea for the doctors suggesting STI tests. Hope it happens. And, yeah. Mm. So that leads us nicely into the new resources. that are with for Drama Down Under, but therefore your doctor.
Exactly. Well, Drama Down Under has been the testing and treatment campaign for gay men for the past 18 months or so in Victoria and across the country, except for New South Wales. And really, so far it's been pushing the message to the patient, to, you know, your gay and bisexual men. But as a testing and treatment campaign, it really can't work if we can't get the GPs on board and make sure that they're doing their job in line with the messages that we're sending. So we've developed some education resources for them, just in time as well.
Yes. So there's three resources. One is about getting, this is, I think, the most important, getting the conversation started. And I think the first line is, we're offering chlamydia testing to all sexually active people under the age of 25. Would you like to have a test or find out more about chlamydia? Which is great.
No judgment.
No judgment. No judgment. Everyone's doing it. Let's all have a test. So I think it's great. It's really relaxed conversation starter. And the other one is around the testing recommendations and explaining the different types of tests, how often they need to be done, and I guess when you would decide to do the tests as well. And the last one is about anal swabs.
All about the rectal health.
Yes.
Anal health. Because quite often that seems to be a test that gets forgotten.
And it's something...
It's one that's a bit more... can be a bit more challenging for a GP to bring up as well.
And also it's one that people can do themselves.
Exactly.
This has a little diagram on how you can do it to yourself, which is great, including hand washing.
It's very important.
Hand washing, incredibly important. People don't wash their hands enough. We should do a whole show on hand washing and what hand washing can achieve.
Can we do that on a week that I'm not here?
Why? We'll do
As I can include my little stint on hand sanitizers.
Oh, no. I discovered why Jason was obsessed with hand sanitizers when I went to Canada, because they're everywhere. You walk through a door, there's one.
Especially, yeah.
Through the near public transport, which I think they should have them next to an ATM, actually. Or like a swab, a little swabbing solution that you could swab the ATM.
See, I wouldn't call myself kind of obsessive with the use, but you know, we were talking about this actually in the office the other day. When you leave a public restroom, you know, touching that door handle as you leave, it feels completely...
Oh, they've got to take the door off. I mean, it's usually the door right at the like, you know, when it's always, if it's in a shopping center, it's you go down a corridor and then you get to the door and then you go in, and it's like, just take that door off. If people have an issue of other people seeing them washing their hands, it's a toilet. We all know what happens in toilets.
But my other issue is on public transport. I just feel
all the railings,
gungy afterwards.
Oh, and escalators. Don't touch the railings of escalators.
No, it says to hold the railing.
But anyway, we've gone off a tangent. We were talking about the brochures for GPs, health practitioners, who are either involved in sexual health testing, or it's something that they perhaps started doing. You might be a new GP. Be great if we got all the young GPs in and gave them all these resources. So hopefully we're going to be at, if you are a GP or a practice nurse, and you're going to the GP conference and exhibition, which is on this weekend, starting tomorrow.
Or the practice nurse.
Yes.
Conference and exhibition happening this weekend as well.
Come and look for the Drama Down Under stall. Jason and I are going to be there.
It'll be the fun stall there.
It will be. We've checked out other people's stalls. Ours is the place to be. I think we've also got the biggest plant in the, in the whole exhibition
look
centre.
Look for the crazy palm.
But these resources will be available at the exhibition, but we're also going to be sending them out to other GPs. Perhaps if you've got a GP that you think should have some of these, perhaps you could let us know at the VAC.
Dob them in.
Yeah, dob them in. Or take some in. We'll send them to you and you could take some in to your GP.
And don't be shy as well if your GP isn't starting the discussion, to start the discussion yourself and ask for a complete sexual health check.
You could say, I saw an article in the newspaper that there's lots of chlamydia in Australia. Mm. I'd like a test. Yes. Why not?
Why not?
Everyone, go out there tomorrow. Get a chlamydia test. Yeah, we're in a cup. It's great. Share the love. Well, we're going to be talking about some events that are happening at or for the Protection Campaign and also for World AIDS Day, which is coming up very soon after this. You're with Jason and Kylie on Well, Well, Well. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. And that was Metric with Stadium Love.
And where are they from?
They're from Canada. Now based in New York, and they followed me around on my travels. Everywhere I went, they turned up.
Oh.
Did you think I got to see them? No.
Well, I told you that the venue that they were at in Montreal was crap anyway. So.
Yeah, they were sold out. They're pretty popular over there.
Mm.
Yeah.
I got kind of reined in this week for being a bit too over patriotic about artists from Canada, and more specifically from Montreal.
Oh,
a friend of mine was listening to some music and decided to make me a little compilation album to listen to, and I'm like, that's great, but they're from Montreal,
and they did,
yeah, these are great as well, but they're from Montreal.
They did it by accident, or they
completely didn't realize.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of good bands that come out of Montreal. I think in terms, yeah, if you're looking Canadian bands, yeah, Montreal is the place. It was a fun place.
It is a fun place indeed. Mm.
Well, we're here to talk about good things happening here.
There's going to be a place that's going to be fun to be on the 27th of November.
Yes. And you could spend a night with Steve and Bruno.
Not the Bruno from, not Sasha.
Yeah.
Much more manlier than him.
Yes. And it's on the 27th of November. That's a Friday. And yeah, join Steve Cruz and Bruno Bonn in conversation with the fabulous Adam Richard at the Laird Hotel. It's a men-only event.
But yeah, both events that Steve and Bruno are going to be doing for us are men-only. The first is at the Laird, as you mentioned. And what time is that at?
10 p.m.
Wunderbar. And it's a gold coin donation, and all proceeds will be going to the David Williams Fund. And if you can't make it to that event, or if you want something a little bit
racier,
you can stop by later on Friday night at 1 a.m., so technically Saturday morning at 1 a.m., at Club 80. And Steve and Bruno will be doing a bit of a screening of some of their works of art, and then having a bit of a chat afterwards about what it's like to work in the porn industry.
I love it how Ed said it's got live commentary. And I always think about when you watch the commentary of
DVD.
And I always watch it on, it's either things like The Simpsons, and, you know, when you've had Conan O'Brien there and when he used to write for the show, and it's just hilarious. So I'm hoping it'd be like that. I won't be there, of course. But someone can let me know if it's just as humorous.
I'm sure it'll be good fun.
Live commentary over their films.
Hmm. So, of course, the usual entry fee will apply to the event at Club 80. But if you can't make it to either of those either, a little bit of a secret. But the boys will be making an appearance at Beyond as well, handing out some safe packs on behalf of the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. So
not so much of a secret.
Well, not anymore. Mm. But yeah.
Perhaps we could get them out to shake the tin on World AIDS Day, Street Appeal.
Hey.
They could.
I think it can happen.
They could go to sit at the stall at the Department of Health. I think that would be great. And they are here for the it's the Protection Calendar launch as well. So 12 months of buff men.
Well, if anyone's seen.
And sexual health.
If anyone has seen the Protection booklet, which really takes away the little box that's on the press ads, the calendar will basically be bigger and bolder.
And it's got little reminders of about sexual health testing
and the important dates such as Mardi Gras, Midsummer, and
I think the grand AFL grand finals.
I know that's made it on there, but it'll be a prized possession really for 2010. So be sure to come either to the Laird or to Club 80 to grab a copy of that lovely little calendar. Actually, it's a massive calendar.
Yeah, it's not little. Yeah, if you, I mean, if you're not too keen to spend a night with Stephen Bruno, you can just come pick up a calendar.
I say stick around.
I don't know. I think, you know, some people might just want the calendar and go home.
Stick around for a beer.
Yeah.
But if you want more information, you can just log on to protection.org.au and you'll find all of the details on that site.
Hmm. Another thing that is happening that day is the World AIDS Day street appeal. We get out on the streets a few days before World AIDS Day just to let people know it's coming up and to sell a few red ribbons and raise a bit of money as well. Mm. We're always looking for volunteers to help us out. You can either sit at a stall and be a bit more casual, have a bit of a chat with people walking past.
You can also take some red ribbons and sell them at work if you prefer to do that around your office.
Yes, or you could grab a box and stand on the corner, your favourite corner in Melbourne perhaps, and, well, there's dedicated corners, and sell a few ribbons at different times throughout the day. And so if you are keen to help out on the day, even if it's just an hour or two to shake a tin, you could give Sarah a call on 9865 6700. And Sarah is the volunteer coordinator at the Victorian AIDS Council Game and Health Centre.
She is indeed.
Yeah.
Again, the number is 9865 6700 if you want to volunteer for either a shift at one of the stalls, or if you want to pick up some ribbons to sell at either your school or social group or even at your office.
You might have a shop.
You might have a shop as well.
On the counter next to your till.
Exactly.
Very nice.
Mm. Sell them everywhere.
Yes. Well, you know, there's not much time left for us.
No. We'll be back.
Yes. The Frequency is coming up next, but we've been talking about all things sexual health. We do that quite a bit. It's Sexual Health Week. If you want to check out their website, it's sexualhealthweek.com.au. There's some information resources there. There's a few little fun things as well, aimed at young people and sexual health. You can go check those out. Or if you're a GP and you are interested in getting our GP resources for sexual health testing, particularly if you are working with gay men, you could give us a call on 9865 6700 in the health promotion program and we could send some out.
And ask for either Kylie or me.
Yeah. Or Jill.
Or Jill.
Jill likes to send out our resources too.
She loves doing mail.
She does. And if you are coming along to the GP conference or practice nurse conference and exhibition over the weekend, come and say hello. We can give you some resources there, a little show bag.
And some lollies.
And check out the plant, the huge plant. It's impressive. I wish we could show people.
We'll post a photo on the Facebook.
It's a fine palm. Mm. But that's about all we have for tonight. The show was dedicated to Herbert and Jesse. Hope you enjoyed the show. And thanks for opening up my window. Hope my room's nice and cool. Because it's cooled down out there, but it's going to be a warm one tomorrow and the rest of the weekend.
It's actually quite warm in here right now.
Yes, it's very steamy.
It's sweaty.
Anyhow. But yeah, try and stay cool.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
This weekend.